I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Ziglar True Performance. I'm Blake Lindsay. Welcome to the inaugural airing of the Inspire Weekly Broadcast, brought to you each week by Ziglar. I will be your host for the next few minutes and will bring you words of encouragement, as well as skill-based insight that'll bring you greater success in your personal and business life. This week, I've picked two stories I know you'll enjoy. First, let's hear Zig on the importance of teamwork. I will turn this over to Zig, and I will be back with you after the conclusion of his powerful message.
I'm Zig Ziglar with your encouraging word. In 1997, there were 1,587 players on the opening day rosters of the National Football League teams. Now, 44 of those players came from Notre Dame, and 36 of them came from Penn State. Now, please understand, folks, that there are hundreds and hundreds of schools that play football, and yet over 5% of all of the players on that opening day rosters were from two schools. Now, why is that? Well, as far as I've been able to find out, there are only two schools which do not put the names of their players on the jackets. That is, major schools playing football. Hundreds of schools, but only two refuse to put the name of the players on the jackets. Now, what do you say that's got to do with it? Well, if you are a football fan, surely you've noticed that the quarterback, the wide receivers, and the running back get far more than their share of the attention. And yet, the truth of the matter is the coaches understand that you've got to have 11 guys on offense and 11 on defense. When you're short just one person, you're not going to have a good season or even a real good team. Now, what they understand at Penn State and Notre Dame is that the offensive tackle, yeah, he deserves attention because he's important. The wideouts, they deserve some attention. They're important. The center is important. The cornerbacks are important. The blocking fullback is important. Every one of them is important. And when they understand that, the whole team works together much better. And in the National Football League, you see, the coaches understand that individual talent is important. But they also understand that individuals score points, but teams win games. And so they draft for the team player with the ability. They're the ones who become successful in the NFL. We need teamwork regardless of what we do. So be a team player, and I'll see you.
Wow, there are some great thoughts to consider. We all know that teamwork is important. Have you thanked the people in your team lately? I also wanted Zig to share with you how to turn a bad situation around. I'll be happy to give the microphone back to Zig Ziglar and let him tell you.
I'm Zig Ziglar with your encouraging word for the day. You know, all of us from time to time get in those situations that are just completely frustrating. One night we had such an experience, a bunch of us were loading up the bus to go to a certain place. That is, we were supposed to be loading up the bus, but the bus was not there. And then finally, with a few phone calls, we got a bus there. And then lo and behold, after a couple of slow starts, the bus broke down on us and we had to come back and get another bus. Well, as we were gathered around this other bus, which we also then had to go and fill with gasoline, Kathy Turner, one of the members of the team there, said, you know, she said, later on we're going to laugh about all of this, so why don't we go ahead and laugh about it right now? And you'd be amazed at the change of attitude that took place with every person there. We started laughing and kibitzing and joking and talking about how really neat it was to have a different experience. Not the one we started out to have, but one that was different. And by the end of the evening, I can tell you everybody had an absolutely marvelous time. And it started with that statement Kathy Turner made, we're going to laugh about this later, why don't we laugh about it now? Folks, when you're in the midst of trouble sometimes, remember that. You're probably going to laugh about it later, so go ahead and laugh now. That way you'll have a lot more fun in life, and that means I will see you.
There is great power in laughter, and I hope you have the opportunity to laugh today. Isn't it remarkable how just a few words or simple concepts can put a thought in our mind that begins to modify our behavior? Remember, Zig says, you are where you are by what's going into your mind. I hope that you will click on us weekly for new and inspirational information that will give you a lift and provide mental fuel for the days ahead. Next week, we will hear from Zig again, sharing his thoughts on the power of words. Until then, this is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live life to the fullest. I had a very enjoyable time, and I'll be back next week.